My friends, I am truly excited to be able to share with you messages from the approved apparitions of Our Lady from Itapiranga in Brazil. And within these church-approved messages, which were given a statement of approval in 2009 by the Bishop, Bishop Gritti, and also in January 2010, a decree of public worship for proper veneration of Our Lady, Queen of the Rosary and of Peace. And within these apparitions, there are 9 messages from Saint Joseph, which really accentuate the desire of God that the heart of Saint Joseph will now be properly venerated alongside the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, of course, it will all be in proper order. We give adoration to the Heart of Jesus. We give hyperdulia, or veneration, unique veneration to the Heart of Mary. And we would give a particular veneration or honoring of the most chaste heart of Saint Joseph. I want to read just 2 brief excerpts from these messages. Again, from March 1st to March 9th of 1998, there's this special call of consecrating ourselves to the most chaste heart of Joseph. Saint Joseph says, and I quote, "My dear son, our Lord God has sent me to tell you about all the graces the faithful will receive from my most chaste heart, which Jesus and my blessed spouse wish to be honored. I am Saint Joseph, and my name means God will grow, because I grew every day in grace and divine virtues. Through devotion to my chaste heart, many souls will be saved from the hands of the devil. God our Lord has allowed for me to reveal to you the promises of my heart. Just as I am fair and righteous in the sight of God, all who have devotion to my heart will also be chaste, righteous, and holy in His sight. I will fill you with these graces and virtues, making you grow every day on the road of holiness. This is all I reveal to you on this day." And so he will continue in these 9 consecutive messages to talk about remarkable promises of grace, what he literally calls a torrent of extraordinary graces for all who will give honor to his most chaste heart on the first Wednesday of every month. This also dovetails with the apparitions of Our Lady of America, which Cardinal Burke ruled was canonically already ecclesiastically approved, where again, the first Wednesday of each month is pointed out as a day of particular devotion to the heart of Joseph. Well, here at Itapiranga, Saint Joseph promises those who give devotion to his most chaste heart the graces to overcome impurity. He will mention specifically how Satan uses impurity to steal the souls of men, not exclusively, but particularly, and how devotion to the chaste heart of Joseph is a great remedy. Imagine in this age of porn pandemic, how important it would be to be able to have remedy through the most chaste heart of Joseph to this attack on purity. I also want to read a message which speaks about the call of families to consecrate themselves to his pure heart and the fruits of that. This is on the March 6th, 1998 apparition. He says, and this is to the visionary Edson. He says, "My beloved son, to all who honor this heart of mine and trust in me and in my intercession, I promise that they will not be abandoned in their difficulties and in the trials of life. I will ask our Lord to help them with divine providence in their material and spiritual problems. Mothers and fathers, consecrate yourselves to my heart. Likewise, your families, and you will receive my help in your afflictions and problems. Just as I brought up the Son of the Most High in His holy laws, I will assist you with the upbringing and education of your children." He goes on to say, "I will help all fathers and mothers that consecrate their children to me, to bring them up with love in thy holy laws of God, so they may find the secure road to salvation. Now I tell all men, consecrate yourselves to my chaste heart. Consecrate all to me, your lives, your families, your jobs. Consecrate all to me, because my heart is the new font of graces that God concedes to all humanity. I extend my cloak over the whole world and all the Holy Church. Trust in me, and you will receive all graces. I give you my blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." you hear the words of Saint Joseph here, and of course, one's not obliged to believe these, but they are church-approved apparitions, and I certainly believe them to be true. And my friends, where could the loss come in consecrating ourselves, our marriages, our children, our families, to the most pure heart of Joseph, the most chaste heart of Joseph? He promises over and over and over in these messages the graces of a happy death, of protection, of being able to solve the most difficult problems with which others would say are simply beyond being able to be solved. But he says nothing is impossible with God, and he will grant souls who have devotion to his most chaste heart the ability of overcoming such dilemmas, such problems. He talks about people being without jobs and without the material needs that they have. So I strongly encourage you, make this consecration. Now, one could say, well, I don't know how to make a consecration. It's very simple. One, with some prayer preparation, possibly before the Blessed Sacrament, if possible, but certainly not required. Simply say, I consecrate myself, my family, my children, to the most chaste heart of Saint Joseph. I give myself entirely to your most chaste heart, and I ask for the full graces you wish to give to my heart. It can be a consecration in any personal words in that manner. But my friends, let's do this. Let's consecrate ourselves to the most chaste heart of Joseph for the good of our families, for the good of our marriages, for the good of our society, for purity, for sanctity. It's a no-lose situation. Again, I encourage you to look these messages up March 1st to March 9th, 1998, from the Church-Approved Apparitions of the Queen of the Rosary and of Peace from Itaporanga, Brazil. Make the consecration. Allow St. Joseph's heart to sanctify our hearts. We need him now, both for protection and for peace. Thank you. God bless.